Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive today. We're going to be looking at something a little bit different. We're going to be talking about strike security.
Interesting.
And we've got a whole bunch of articles and case studies here, all about a company called RSS.
Okay.
And they're right in the thick of it when it comes to labor disputes.
Yeah, so I mean, when we think about strikes,
Yeah.
you think about the workers, you think about maybe some confrontation on a picket line,
Right.
but you never really think about what's happening on the other side of that.
Right.
How are businesses actually managing to keep things running?
Yeah.
How are they keeping their assets protected and all the while keeping everybody safe?
Right. And that's where companies like RSS come in.
Yeah.
So, looking through this material, it's really clear that RSS helps companies navigate the very choppy waters of labor disputes. And they focus specifically on strikes and plant closures. But here's the thing, they don't just handle security.
Right.
They also provide staffing solutions.
Oh, wow.
So they're really kind of a one-stop shop for businesses that are bracing for a potential work stoppage.
That makes sense, though, when you think about just how complicated these situations can be.
Right.
You've got potential disruptions to the company's workflow. Obviously, there are safety concerns for the striking workers, but for the non-striking personnel as well.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of legal stuff to figure out, too.
Yeah, and speaking of security, one thing that really stood out to me from RSS's own materials
Okay.
is this emphasis on a non-confrontational approach. Like on their website, they specifically say that their security personnel are trained to handle picket lines with respect for all parties involved.
Now, that's important, right? Because
Yeah.
that suggests that they're focused on de-escalation
Right.
and peaceful resolution, which is really essential in an environment like that where things can get out of hand pretty quickly.
Absolutely.
We have to remember that the right to strike, that's a fundamental labor right.
Right.
But at the same time, businesses also have an interest in protecting their operations. So it's about finding that balance.
Right. It sounds like RSS is walking a tightrope,
Okay.
trying to find that balance between security and the rights of everyone involved.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned legal considerations, and I noticed that RSS offers something called a strike security assessment. What is that?
Well, if you think back to all the stuff that can go wrong,
Right.
they need to evaluate a company's vulnerabilities and potential risks if a strike were to happen.
So they're not just reacting, they're trying to be proactive and actually prepare.
Exactly. They're helping companies come up with a game plan,
Okay.
like a roadmap for what to do if a strike actually happens. And that involves a lot of practical stuff too, like figuring out the access points, how we're going to control access to facilities, and even things like training the non-union staff
Ow.
on how to interact with striking workers.
They think of everything. That's got to be incredibly valuable for
Oh,
businesses
absolutely.
facing, the possibility of a work
A
stoppage.
strike have huge ripple effects across a company.
Right.
It can impact the supply chain, customer relationships, and of course,
Yeah.
the bottom line.
Yeah.
So being prepared is critical. It can really minimize disruptions.
It's not just theory either. We've got all these client testimonials,
Right.
and they really highlight the impact of RSS's services in the real world. Like, for example, there's this quote from a senior director of North American operations at a Fortune 500 company,
Oh, yeah.
and he was praising RSS for providing them with drivers during a 6-week strike.
Interesting. What was the benefit there?
Well, he specifically mentioned that RSS helped to ensure that customer satisfaction didn't suffer, even though a bunch of their own workforce was on strike.
So they helped to maintain the business,
Yeah.
even when there was a strike happening. That's a testament to being prepared.
Yes.
You can't just assume that everything's going to work itself out during a strike.
Right.
And RSS seems to be really good at bridging that gap.
Going through all this stuff, it seems like RSS's approach
Yeah.
is pretty unique. They're not just like a typical security firm. It's almost like they're labor relations consultants
That's
with a
interesting.
security specialization.
It makes sense, though, if you're bringing in replacement workers,
Right.
you have to think about their safety, too. That
Exactly.
becomes a huge priority.
And speaking of replacement workers,
Yeah.
one of the testimonials here mentions that RSS provides staffing solutions. What kind of staff are we talking about here?
That's a good question. And unfortunately, the material we have doesn't go into too much detail.
Okay.
But there is a quote here from a contingent labor manager at a major U.S. supermarket chain.
Okay.
And they're expressing appreciation for RSS's team's performance.
So it sounds like they're filling a variety of different staffing needs, probably depending on the industry and the situation.
Exactly. And we have to remember all this is happening against a backdrop of potential conflict, picket lines, protests, maybe even attempts to block access to facilities.
It's starting to sound like a high-stakes game of chess, where you're constantly trying to anticipate the next move and stay one step ahead.
It's this blend of strategy, logistics, and human relations. And, you know, something that we haven't talked about is the ethical dimension of all this.
It is interesting to think about the ethics of a company like RSS operating in this space.
Because they're basically navigating a situation where there's built-in tension between the rights of the workers and the interests of the businesses.
So where does a company like RSS fit into that?
They're trying to find that middle ground, to carve out a space where both sides can exercise their rights without things devolving into chaos or violence.
That's got to be tough.
It is. It requires a deep understanding of labor law and the dynamics of labor relations.
It really is like walking a tightrope, one wrong step, and there could be serious consequences.
And that's exactly why companies like RSS put so much emphasis on training and preparation. They need to make sure their people can handle these really sensitive situations with professionalism and respect for everyone involved.
It sounds like they're really trying to be the voice of reason in a situation that could get really volatile.
And that's crucial, especially now when labor relations can be so tense.
All right, so we've established that RSS provides all these different services to help companies deal with the difficulties of strikes and labor disputes. But I'm curious, what do you think really sets RSS apart?
Well, I think it's their holistic approach. They're not just about security, they're thinking about security, staffing, and labor relations expertise. They're thinking about the big picture.
Okay.
They're trying to predict problems and helping companies develop complete solutions.
It's almost like they're acting as a buffer between the company and the workers who are on strike.
Yeah.
Helping to keep things calm and stop things from escalating.
That's a good way to put it. They're essentially creating a safe space for dialogue and negotiation.
Yeah.
Even when there's a lot of tension.
So it's not just about protecting physical assets,
right,
but also about protecting relationships, reputations, and making sure the situations stay stable.
And that's why their approach to be non-confrontational is so important. It shows that they're not picking sides, but that they're there to try to get a peaceful resolution.
It's really interesting to see this side of things.
It is. It's something that most people don't think about until it affects them personally. It shows you just how complex the modern workplace is.
Right.
And how challenging labor relations can be.
Okay, so we've got a good overview of RSS and their services, but I'm sure our listeners want to know more about what strike security looks like in a day-to-day basis.
We've talked about the why, but let's get into the what.
Exactly. What are those strike security personnel actually doing out there?
That's a great question, and it's something we'll cover in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty here. What does strike security actually look like in action? You know, we've all seen the pictures of picket lines and protests, but what's going on behind the scenes to keep things running smoothly and safely?
Well, if you think back to the strike security assessment, a big part of that is protecting personnel, making sure that the non-striking employees are safe.
Right.
Management, any replacement workers, everyone needs to be kept safe.
Because you can imagine things could get pretty tense. People crossing the picket line.
Exactly.
It could lead to confrontations.
That's right. So these security personnel, they're trained to escort people safely in and out of the facilities, watch for potential threats, and step in if they need to de-escalate a situation.
So it's not just about standing guard. It's about actively managing this really complex environment.
Absolutely. It can be a volatile situation. And then there's the whole thing about protecting assets that could involve securing buildings and equipment, protecting inventory, even intellectual property.
So like in a manufacturing plant, they might be protecting machinery, making sure nothing gets sabotaged.
Or in retail, they might be worried about theft or vandalism. It really depends on the business and what the risks are.
It's about customizing those security measures to the specific vulnerability.
Exactly.
Now we can't talk about strike security without talking about picket lines.
Right.
How do they manage that aspect when emotions are running high?
Really, how we talked about RSS's non-confrontational approach?
Yes.
That's so important when it comes to managing the picket line. You've got workers who are exercising their right to protest.
Right.
And the security personnel have to respect that. Yeah. But also make sure that things don't get out of control.
Yeah.
So they're trained to monitor the picket line, make sure it's peaceful and lawful, and stop anyone from trying to block access to the facility.
One of the testimonials mentioned RSS providing professional drivers during a strike.
Oh, right.
I imagine that's a tough situation.
Absolutely, having to drive through a picket line.
Yeah.
That's where training and experience really matter. These personnel, they need to be able to stay calm, communicate effectively, and de-escalate before things turn into a major conflict.
It sounds like a really high-pressure job.
It is.
Yeah.
That requires a really unique set of skills.
And it's not just about reacting. Strike security is also about planning.
Yes.
And preparation.
Like that contingency plan we talked about. Having that roadmap is so important.
It makes all the difference.
When a strike hits.
By thinking ahead, by figuring out those vulnerabilities, and developing strategies in advance, companies can really minimize the disruption and ensure a smoother transition.
You know, it's clear that strike security is so multifaceted.
It really is. It touches on so many different parts of a business. It's not just about guards and picket lines.
Right.
It's logistics, communication, risk management, even psychology.
And it seems like RSS has a really comprehensive approach.
Yeah.
They're thinking about all those different angles.
They're not just putting a Band-Aid on the problem. They're trying to be a true partner to help companies navigate these disputes.
It's almost like they're a bridge between the company and the striking workers,
yeah,
trying to maintain order and prevent things from spiraling out of control. They're creating a buffer zone. So there's space for dialogue and negotiation without the threat of violence or disruption.
So it's not just about protecting physical assets. It's also about protecting relationships.
Right. And reputations.
Yeah.
And keeping the situation stable overall. And that's where their focus on being non-confrontational,
yeah,
is really important. It shows they're not there to pick sides, but to try to find a peaceful solution.
You know, it's fascinating to learn about this side of things.
It is. It's something most people don't even think about.
Right.
Until it affects them directly.
Right. It just shows you how complex the modern workplace is. And labor relations can be so challenging. All right, so we've looked at all these different aspects of strike security and the role that a company like RSS plays in helping businesses navigate those challenges. But I think it's important to step back and think about the bigger picture.
I agree. What does this all mean in the long run? How might strike security change in the future?
Especially with all the changes happening with technology,
yeah,
and the way we work. So we've talked about how RSS helps companies deal with strikes today. But what about tomorrow? You know, the future of work is changing so fast,
yeah,
with automation,
yeah,
AI becoming more and more common. I wonder how that's going to impact labor disputes and the whole landscape of strike security.
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. As jobs change, so will the nature of labor disputes. Imagine a strike where it's not about workers physically picketing, but about disrupting automated systems. Or maybe controlling data flow.
Whoa.
That's a whole new ballgame.
Yeah, it's like something out of a movie. Will we need cyber strike security? Could there be virtual picket lines?
It's crazy to think about. And how do you even negotiate with an AI? That's calling the shots.
You're right.
These are questions we're just starting to consider. But one thing's for sure, the skills needed for strike security, those are going to have to change too.
So instead of just physical presence and de-escalation tactics,
yeah,
there might be a greater need for cybersecurity know-how, data analysis, even understanding the ethics of AI in these labor disputes.
Companies like RSS might have to become digital diplomats or something, mediating between humans and machines,
right,
making sure workers are treated fairly.
Wow. Even as the nature of work itself changes.
It really is like science fiction becoming reality.
Yeah. It makes me think about the workers, too. If automation means fewer traditional jobs, could that change what strikes are even about?
Maybe. Instead of focusing on wages and working conditions, we might see strikes about access to retraining, data rights, or even a guaranteed basic income.
It's a lot to consider. But it brings us back to that idea that strike security isn't just about protecting stuff. It's about navigating this relationship between workers and employers.
And finding that balance is only going to get harder in the future. As technology reshapes the workforce, companies like RSS, they might have a really important role in making sure everyone has a voice and that disputes are resolved fairly and peacefully.
It's a fascinating field for sure.
It is. And it's changing all the time.
Well, a huge thanks to you for joining me on this deep dive into the world of strike security.
The pleasure was mine. It's always fun to explore these different parts of the business world.
And for our listeners out there, keep those brains working. What do you think the future holds? For strike security, let us know. Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.